making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, as we continue to make our homes more and more energy efficient, we may very well also be trapping unhealthy air inside with us. In fact, the EPA reports that the air inside the homes can be 5 times more polluted than the air outside.
And that's why now is a great time to look at ways we can continue to enjoy energy efficiency while breathing easier at the same time. With us to talk about that is Erica LaCroix, president of Easy Breathe Ventilation Systems. Welcome, Erica.
Hello. Thank you.
So it seems kind of counterintuitive that we put all this effort, you know, into making our homes tighter and more efficient, but I guess you can go overboard with that and make them unhealthy at the same time. So how do you strike a balance?
Well, that's exactly it. A balance is what's needed. Unfortunately, for the last maybe 30, 40 years, we've been on this quest of greater and greater energy efficiency, which is wonderful. Less energy costs, more energy efficiency. But what we're missing is the balance part of it. We need to address what's going on inside the house and add ventilation. We need to start talking about the indoor air quality and how buttoning up the homes may be great for our energy costs, but it's actually detrimental to the indoor air quality.
Well, and I think to your point of keeping the homes airtight, now we're also bringing things in. We're bringing in new furniture. We're bringing in flooring products. We're bringing in materials. And some of those are made from chemicals that aren't really the best for us. They're off-gassing in the process of getting acclimated to your house. And if you're not turning over the air in the house on a regular basis, you're just being trapped with all those not so great things.
You said it. That's exactly it. We're getting trapped inside these very tight building envelopes. And we're not allowing that toxic off-gassing of chemicals. There's no place for it to go. There's no path of escape. So oftentimes they concentrate to very, very unhealthy levels. It's just not good air that we're breathing.
So it would be rather simple to open a window, but that's going to not do too much for our energy efficiency. So how do you bring in fresh air without driving up your energy costs at the same time?
Well, just like you said, we're opening windows, we're opening doors just in our everyday living. But unfortunately, we're not getting anything out of the house. As we open doors and we open windows, our house sucks air in. So we're not getting air out. So what we really need to do is we need to start exhausting the air. We have exhaust fans in our kitchens where we produce pollutants, right? We have steam, we have cooking odors, we have fans. We have fans in our bathrooms where, again, we're producing moisture, we're producing contaminants. So we have spot ventilation in these places in our homes. But one of the largest contributors to poor indoor air quality is in our foundations, our basements, our crawl spaces. Through the stack effect, that air rises up. So we start breathing basement and crawl space air. So at Easy Breathe, we source the exhaust ventilation in the foundation, in the basement and in the crawl space. So we create air exchanges from that level.
So when you say you source the air down there, so you mean that you are exhausting to those spaces?
No, we are exhausting the air that resides in those spaces. And by doing that, we create a very slight draw that brings the air from the upper levels down into those foundation spaces, like a basement space or a crawl space space. And we protect the living environment from that bad air that typically lives in basements from rising up, threatening the good air upstairs.
So what you're saying is that you're slightly depressurizing those lower spaces, the basements and the crawl spaces, and then that's being replenished with air that's being replaced from the upper sections of the house. Is that about right?
You got it. That's exactly it. So it's exhaust and replenishing. Yep.
That's really interesting. And so I guess by doing so, you're doing it in a controlled way where you're not really, you know, wasting heated air, but you're giving the house an opportunity to kind of refresh itself in the process?
Absolutely. You know, we have a variable fan speed so people can determine how quickly they want the air to move. And it's governed by a humidistat. So when the dry, clean air is sent, Easy Breathe will cycle off. But what you'll find is your home loses 6 times more energy and heat through the roof and through the walls, through the natural stack effect, than what Easy Breathe could ever exhaust. You know, Easy Breathe is a gentle draw.
We're talking to Erica LaCroix. She's the president of Easy Breathe, about how to make our homes better ventilated so that we can enjoy healthy living.
Erica, are you finding that now that people have installed the Easy Breathe and they're getting, you know, more air circulation in the house, What are some of the benefits that they're noticing? I mean, are you testing to see what these new results are?
Oh, absolutely, Leslie. We've been testing this for over a decade now. And, you know, what we find time and time again is not only do people report that they have less odors, they have less humidity levels, they notice that their air feels lighter and fresher, but our scientific testing has proven that the indoor particulate count, which is really just a fancy word for everything that you see floating in the air, anything you might find, you know, through a sunlight ray that comes through the window and you see all those little floaties, those are technically particulates. And Easy Breathe will reduce the overall particulate count in a home by up to 85%. So that is a much improved indoor air quality. And people find they don't sneeze as much. They don't cough as much because there's not so much stuff in the air that's irritating their respiratory tract. So they feel better.
That makes a lot of sense. Erica LaCroix, the president of Easy Breathe, thank you so much for being a part of the Money Pit. If you'd like to learn more about Easy Breathe, head on over to their website. That's easybreathe.com, EZBREATHE.com. Thanks, Erica.
Thank you so much.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.